And we are live at the mansion. It is your favorite cigar owner, your favorite bar owner, who just got back from the doctor today. I have some happy pills tonight, and I need it because I am putting on my hat. I'm ready to go. We've got my friend Patrick Simpson. Ignore the logo on his shirt. They had a tough stretch there at the end. But we're talking conspiracy theories with Patrick tonight. He is my good friend. He's a Florida Gator fan, as you can tell from his shirt. It's very sad. But we're going to get into some of your favorite conspiracy theories. It's been a big week for those UFO fans out there. Lots of info has been dropping this week. So welcome, Patrick. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Oh, of course. Thank you. I've really been looking forward to this. Appreciate you having me on. I said not a lot of people are really, even people that don't believe in it, don't entertain it. I said you don't necessarily have to believe everything, but I appreciate you having me on, even just talk about it. Even like I said, even if there's certain things you don't believe, just giving me a platform. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, no, I think it's so cool, man. You know, like my wife loves your show. She thinks it's awesome. And it's not just UFOs that you talk about. You talk about a lot of, like, you know, historical conspiracies too, like JonBenet Ramsey, Princess Diana,
the Malaysian flight.
That was your last one, the flight's 370. Yeah. And then obviously UFOs. That's been the focus lately within the news because there's been a lot of talk about UFOs. But like you talk about a lot of different conspiracies.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, when I originally, the day when I made it, it was basically supposed to be like a Alex Jones type alien podcast.
Yeah.
But as I started going on, one, I love all kind of conspiracies, and two, more of the type of audience. Everybody doesn't like aliens, but everybody loves conspiracies. Like,
yeah.
You say conspiracy, you say UFO aliens, but yeah, there's the FBI, CIA, JonBenet Ramsey. I think the last one I did was Marilyn Monroe. Like, like when you say conspiracy, it gets lumped in with aliens, but because you can make a conspiracy out of everything. So I kind of want to give everybody a voice.
So what's like your favorite conspiracy? Like if you had to like take them all out of there, what's your like favorite that's most interesting to you?
I would have to say probably the Project MK Ultra.
Yeah.
Just because it actually happened. Like yeah. I'm huge on aliens and all that stuff, and I do think it happened. Or is happening, but Project MK Ultra, like the government doesn't deny it, it actually happened. Like we took people off the streets and basically electrocuted their brains because we wanted to be like Russia. And like that, the fact that it actually happened is probably what's so interesting to me. Because if you see that happened, then you can basically believe that the government is capable of anything. So it all starts with this, that one really.
You know, it's wild. There's actually a cigar from a cigar company called Illusioni, and they actually have a cigar called the MK Ultra. That's actually the brand of it. And the cigar guy, he's kind of like you. He's big on the whole government conspiracy thing. You know, the men who stare at goats type of thing. And that is such a wild thing. There was a movie. Wasn't it Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart that was basically the MK Ultra conspiracy thing? I think they were making fun of it more so than just going on. But that was such a wild one. It's just crazy to think. It's crazy to think that they could do that, and people would just be like, "Yeah, okay, fine."
Yeah. Maybe my third or fourth episode, I actually had Colonel John Alexander, the guy that actually ran that, the Men Who Stares at Goats, the project that actually, like I said, the movie was more making fun of it, but the project that actually exists, I actually had him on my podcast episode 4, so that is pretty interesting that you like that one.
Yeah, no, it's just that one, that's probably the biggest one that I know. I mean, there's so many, you know, there's the whole like the Abraham Lincoln and JFK's assassination and all of the, like, you know, they were killed by a guy with three names. It was 100 years apart and all of that different stuff like that. that one's always fascinated me. Obviously, the JFK one has all JFK, any type of JFK conspiracy has always, you know, gotten me, because that's probably, you know, the big one I can remember, you know, growing up with, being talked about the most as like the biggest unsolved mystery there, you know. Yeah. So, you know, what, so today I'm reading, I'm on Facebook, and that's a conspiracy theory in and of itself, right? I mean, Facebook is like, Facebook's literally filled with it, you know, like it's the, you got the people on there saying Trump's going to declare martial law. Then you got the other people saying Trump's going to declare martial law. And then you've got the, well, actually the lizard people are running Trump. I mean, Facebook is like, if you ever want to go down a dark rabbit hole, go on Facebook and just look at what some of your friends, and we all have them, that, you know, you got some friends on both sides, and they'll call the other people weird. They'll be like, oh no, those people that believe that the lizard people are running things are really weird, because everybody knows they're not lizards. They're actually alligators. They're the conspiracy guys.
Facebook is a wild place. You can go down wormholes on YouTube and Google, of course, but honestly, there's nothing that beats Facebook. All you got to do is search whatever you're looking for, and you can find some crazy thread, and then there's 1,000 comments that are like, oh my God, I believe it. Facebook is basically just a crazy social experiment, what I believe. But yeah, Facebook's the place to go for that stuff.
So the big news, anyway, so I was on Facebook today, and I came across the story. I sent it to you. It was the most educated astronaut. I'm pulling it up right now. What's his name? Story Musgrave says interstellar travel is real, and they're doing it. They said millions of other places. He had some wild comments. He says, I don't have any evidence for this, but interstellar travel is happening. There's millions of people doing star travel. That's just the way it is. Interstellar travel for me is going on. It's absolutely millions of them doing it. So that's what's going on. It's like, so you think that this is real?
That's tough. Like I said, I have my lines. I have my things that I 100% believe. Then there's most categories there. I'm open to discussion, which is why I love my podcast, because people reach out and I'm open to different things. And there's the very few things that I think don't exist at all. This probably goes in the middle category. Like I said, I've read a little bit about it. And the reason why I can't cancel it out is because basically, which is goes in, that's a whole nother wormhole in itself, is people are always like, okay, well, if aliens exist, why aren't they showing their face?
Yeah.
And the main thing is that we can only comprehend what we can comprehend. Like hundreds of years ago, people never would have thought that you have a phone in your hand and be able to talk to someone or take pictures. Like that wasn't even in their brain to think. So there's things, technologies that are way beyond our comprehension that we, in our minds, like it can't happen, but because we haven't experienced it. So for me, I can't cancel anything out, because one, you don't know what's going to come in the future. And two, like I said, if you do believe in other planets, other life forms, then you have to believe they probably have different kind of technologies that we can't comprehend. So while I'm not super far on, yes, it happened, I'm open into looking more into it, because like I said, anything is possible. And we're talking about, I mean, really in the grand scheme of things, us humans are way, I say it all the time as a joke, it's like, you can't even get an ATM to get $5 bills. Like we're so, when you think about the grand scheme of like technology in the world, we're still way behind when you think about where the world is going to be in like even 100,000 years. So I can't cancel anything out just because I feel like we're still pretty primitive in the grand scheme of things.
So like, what are some of your favorite conspiracy theories to like go into? What are some of your like, you know, the wild ones that you like really love getting into?
Right now, basically what I'm kind of into, like I said, if people ask me, do you think aliens exist? I always say yes, but then they ask me why. Like I said, we're just talking about where they were. So my biggest wormholes now are the different theories of why they haven't shown their face. And like I said, there's different books. So the John B. Alexander guy that I interviewed, He has like five different books. And there's different theories. Like, say, you can go down the theory of they were here a long time ago and built the pyramids. And something, either they left because we were boring and not entertaining, something happened, or they just left and they're like, well, there's nothing else here for us.
Well, they must have been here before Twitter, because if they saw Twitter, they would know that we're quite entertaining and definitely not boring.
Exactly. And then there's the theory that I just got into this one, and this is kind of my newest wormhole. I guess they call it the zoo theory, or I guess the aquarium theory. When you see like basically the comparison is like in a zoo or aquarium or a cage with animals, they're living in their own world. And then there's humans on the outside watching them, but they're just living their life, not realizing they're being watched. And basically the people that are deep into this basically think it's the same thing. Like, these people, we're basically like, not necessarily lab rats, but we're basically these little primitive animals living in this little world, and they're basically just watching us. And kind of similar to like the zoo aquarium, you don't jump in and mess with them because it will freak them out. And it's basically the same type of thing. Like, they're sitting there watching us. For all they know, we may be on their alien TV shows, I don't know, whatever. But basically they know we're here, they're watching us, but they know they just jump into the cage or the aquarium, we're all gonna freak out. And that's kind of where I'm really starting to dig in and believe at this point.
So basically we're living a Keanu Reeves movie, like either The Matrix or like John Wick.
Where basically kind of a different, basically a different kind of Matrix, where we're not plugged into something, but we're more basically, I guess you could kind of say like a mix of The Matrix and The Hunger Games. We're basically we're basically just being, like I said, we may not be like on the alien TV show, but those people are watching, looking in on us and getting entertainment out of all the crazy stuff that we do.
But like, if we were in The Hunger Games, you know, people have been saying this, you know, like maybe we're heading towards a Hunger Games type of America, you know, and, you know, they'll split America into the districts. I feel really good about the district that like we would be in with that, like Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee. Like, we all know that like most of the talent for sports comes out of this area. So like, I feel like if it was a, you know, competition, like, you know, the Hunger Games, I feel like we're set up really well to dominate the Hunger Games. I mean, like, when was the last time the team out of the South won a national championship in football?
Exactly. And I mean, the same thing is that, not to get too political, but most of the gun owners are in the South.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if the situation, like I said, if for some, whether it was because we were forced to or because our society just headed that way, where we got put in the districts, I feel pretty good about being where we
are. I feel pretty safe. I mean, again, the national championship, they always come out of here. You know, football, the best players are come out of here, with the exception of Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady's that lone exception, being a California guy.
He's not even really an athlete.
Yeah.
Tom
Brady slander is not happening on my show. Can happen on, you can slander Tom Brady on your show, but not on. I mean, you guys just got bounced out of the playoffs. Derrick Henry, 40 yards rushing.
Derrick Henry's a guy too. So
Derrick Henry, and honestly, if there was like, if I could pick somebody to represent the district South in the Hunger Games, Derrick Henry is honestly near the top of my list.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, like, cause I gotta be honest with you. If I was the representative from, you know, one of the other districts and I saw Derrick Henry, basically any Alabama football player, lined up for me, like I'm Katniss Everdeen and I got my bow and arrow, I'm shitting bricks, because like my bow and arrow is not, it's not going to get it done. You know, it's just not. Okay. So aliens. So, you talked about, my wife was telling me about this Princess Diana thing. That one was kind of wild. Was she killed by, was she put out by Charles? What was it? Charles? I don't even know.
They think it was the queen.
They think the queen killed her?
Yeah, they think it was the queen, either just the queen or the queen with King Charles. And like I said, that's why I kind of expanded, because people don't, like I said, conspiracy theory gets a bad rap because of Facebook.
Yeah. But
everybody, I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't think that she died on like a car accident. Just about everybody I know thinks, like, whether there's different reasons why, but everybody I know thinks something happened to her, which is a conspiracy theory. So that in this situation, there's a couple of different things. Basically, she already wasn't liked when she was with royalty, just because, like I said, she was kind of similar to the Marilyn Monroe thing. She was more about, you know, not just being what women were supposed to be, sit at home, drink your tea. You know, she wanted to be out, be doing humanitarian things, be public, say what actually was on her mind, which rubbed people the wrong way. And eventually that got her on the bad side. But then eventually it took her over the edge is basically she started dating. I can't even think of the name of the hotel, but she started dating the son of this large hotel owner who was
The Harrods guy.
Yeah. She started dating him, and basically that kind of goes into a whole different story of basically racism or whatever. And they didn't want Prince Harry, who is now Prince Harry, they didn't want his stepfather basically to be Muslim or whatever. And that's kind of what took it over the edge. So,
here's one for you. Have you heard the one about the Denver airport?
Oh yeah. That's probably my most requested episode. It was actually supposed to be my very first one, but I kind of been pushing it back. But yeah, that's like the top one that everybody wants to hear.
Because that one's wild, right? It's a they were $2 billion over budget, right? Yep. And it's got the horse that fell on the sculptor and kill it. And then it's got like some Nazi imagery. People think it was founded by the Illuminati or the New World Airport Commission. That one's kind of wild, right?
Yeah, that one kind of goes a little bit more on my spectrum of didn't happen. Like I said, I'm open to just about everything. So I never say it never 100% happened, but it's definitely more on my probably didn't happen. If anything, I think it was more because there's like the crazy underground tunnels. I think that may have been built for like an apocalypse, end of the world type emergency situation. I could see that. But as far as the Illuminati building it or it being someplace for devil worship, all the different kind of things, I tend to not think. But it is, like I said, it is interesting. I entertain any theories, but like I said, that one kind of goes more towards
when you're rating them. When you're rating conspiracies, do you give it like a 3 tinfoil hats, you know, for like this one could happen, and you rate it like this one is a 5 tinfoil hat, like for me, you know, Mike Price was set up by Auburn boosters. I give that a 5 tinfoil hats that they paid for the strippers that, you know, that got him fired from UA because they didn't want him to be at UA. I give that's a 5 tinfoil hat conspiracy for me. Like, how do you rate like whether it, you know, good, bad, or in between? How do you go about figuring out which ones you think are real or not? You just look at the evidence, or
I mean, that's actually a pretty good skill. I should probably just start using that because
At marketing, man. I'm really good at this marketing.
That's actually a really good thing I might add, because right now I kind of just do it did happen, it may have happened, or it didn't happen, and that's basically it. And like I said, I basically everything starts in the could have happened section immediately. Like you can tell me anything. I don't even know what you can tell me, but I'm open to just about any conspiracy you have. I'll put it in the may have happened, and then I'll research it, and then it'll eventually go to it did happen, didn't, or it stays in the middle because there's different ways that it can go. But basically, those three lanes are my only real scale. But except I might have to add the tenfold thing in there.
I'm telling you, the tenfold thing. Rate it. Do the tenfold rating system. The revolutionized ratings. You'd be like the tomato meter.
It really helps your listeners, especially for listeners. Like I said, I talk to them all the time, and I don't really have a scale, but now I can, you know, kind of at the end of the episode be like, all right, tell me on the scale of 1 to 5 tinfoil hats, what do you think about this one?
I give this 3 tinfoils.
I might have to give you some luxury credit for that one.
Yeah, there you go. So we watched this movie the other day, me and my dad. It's called Wander. It's got, and me and a whole bunch of us, we watch this movie. We watch a lot of movies. Also, Fat Man, if you haven't seen Fat Man already, Need to go watch Fat Man. Oh, yeah. A couple episodes ago had the Nelms brothers that directed it. Awesome guests, awesome movie. But anyway, we watched this Wander movie with Tommy Lee Jones and Aaron Eckhart. And it was kind of an MK Ultra type thing where they were experimenting on like this town population, and it was primarily Native American. And it was really bizarre, but it's basically the CIA and FBI were involved in this microchip thing, because microchips are like the new, hot button issue. But they were microchipping these people, and if they left the town limits, the thing would kind of explode inside. But I don't know if you've seen the movie, but if you haven't seen it, you should watch it, because it gets it going about, especially the COVID. Okay, here's one for you. It does the COVID vaccine contain a microchip?
No. Well, I say 100% no. Yeah. Like I said, that's that's basically, when you say conspiracy, that's the number one thing going on now. And like I said, there's the whole thing about either the chip, the mark of the beast, world domination, Bill Gates. There's so many different things out there. Like I said, I don't just immediately deny anything.
Yeah, zero tinfoil hats on the vaccine having a microchip in it.
That one's a zero. Like I said, I don't want to get into the whole religious aspect of Mark Peace and all that stuff, but that's definitely a zero tinfoil hat for me when it comes to that. Now, if people want to be fearful because there hasn't been enough research or any of that type of stuff, I'm open to talk about that. But talking about specifically the microchip type thing, then I'm 100% no on that.
Okay, so let's go to another one. What about, is Paul McCartney still alive? You're familiar with this one?
Yeah, I am familiar with that one. That one is also on my episode.
For those that don't know, there is a theory out there that Paul McCartney was basically killed off, right? He was killed in a car accident, and he was replaced with like a guy that's basically a virtual body double. And Paul McCartney is not the guy that's Paul McCartney now, isn't actually the original Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Yeah. I know a little bit about that one. So I still got to do a little more digging for the episode. That one gets a zero for me on the 10-4 scale. In a similar topic, when it comes to Tupac.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Yeah, Tupac. We're here for it.
Originally, I was a zero until I did research.
Yeah.
I'm like a two now.
Yeah. And then Kamala Harris fueled it even more last summer when she said Tupac was alive.
Yeah. I said Tupac. Yeah. I said, I mean, you've had people, like I said, you got her, whatever her word means. Then you got Suge Knight saying it, and then his son saying it. And then you look into how, like I covered that on the episode, how after he died, basically Suge Knight paid to cremate the body the next day without doing an autopsy or anything. Just a bunch of just weird stuff. Like I said, I'm not saying he is, but out of all those celebrity type could be alive, that one's probably the one I'm like, okay, this is the one I can see the most.
Yeah, you can see that Tupac being alive more than Elvis is still alive.
100%. Yeah.
Or James Dean.
Yeah. Tupac. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. Tupac. Because
The James Dean one's kind of wild, too.
Yeah. That one is probably number two. I give it maybe one tinfoil or maybe half a tinfoil hat. Still not a bunch. But yeah, that one is, there's just some weird stuff behind that one.
Hold on. I got to look this one up here. So there was a thing about Lynchburg, Virginia. And it's it's a cave in Lynchburg, Virginia. But it's like a but it's like, it's called the Mystery Hole. Okay. And listen, if you're listening to the R&R cast, the Mystery Hole could mean a lot of things. I'm going to be completely clear here. The Mystery Hole is an actual hole in Virginia, and They opened it in 1973. I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but basically there's no gravity there. It is a weird thing, because you go there and the laws of gravity, like, don't actually, the laws of gravity don't actually, like, work there.
Okay. I've vaguely said, I've heard, like, scrolling through some stuff, I've heard of it, but I haven't dug.
It's in West Virginia, and it's really weird because you go there and, like, you hold the different objects, like you hold like a ball on a string, and then it'll go one way, and then you'll hold a different object and it'll go a different way. And it's just a really weird phenomena. Maybe there was like some UFO stuff there. I don't know. That one is a weird one. And I mean, like, cause the sinkholes, you know, there was like the Louisiana sinkhole, you know, back in, you know, remember the Louisiana sinkhole in 2012. But it was, that was a, you know, the world is ending type of thing.
Yeah, I've seen, there's been a, makes sense, I have to look into the West Virginia one. There's a bunch of different things. I can't really come to an exact conclusion, especially, like I said, the West Virginia one's interesting. Like I said, when I see stuff like that, it just makes me, you either can say, well, obviously you can say it's nothing, but if you're on the conspiracy theory side, you're either going to say something was just there or is there now, or it's something that was left from a long time ago. And I'm not sure which side I'm on. I think I'm more of the side of something was left from a long time ago, but I have to do a little more research to come to a conclusion.
So so this summer I had the chance to go to Mount Rushmore. Me and the family, we took an RV trip to Mount Rushmore, which was really good, but it was really awful too, because like we spent 48 hours straight in the RV, and that's not an enjoyable experience. It's like I saw the Robin Williams movie RV and thought, you know what, this is a movie, it's a joke, it's not actually like this. No, it was exactly like that.
Yeah.
And so we went to Mount Rushmore. And Mount Rushmore's, you know, a hotbed of conspiracy. Is there stuff in the bunkers? Mm-hmm. Right? Is that where? I mean, we all saw National Treasure. And don't act like you didn't see National Treasure to the people that are watching this right now. You watched it. You loved Nicolas Cage. You thought he was awesome. And if you did, you're a liar. Okay, don't come here and tell me you didn't think Nicolas Cage in that movie was fantastic, because that movie was awesome. So do you think that there's something up there at Mount Rushmore?
I do. Like I said, that's another episode. Like I said, that I've done like some miniature research. I'm not conclusion on that one. There's definitely something up. There's definitely something up there. I know there like literally is something up there. As far as some presidents or something had left some like jewelry or something small like that. There actually is something back there behind Mount Rushmore. But as far as the actual conspiracy side, haven't quite come to a conclusion as far as if it's like some kind of paperwork or something. But yeah, there's something there. Like I said, I've seen pictures. Like there's a bunch of jewelry and just there's even chairs and stuff that's back there. So there's something back there. I just haven't quite figured out what it is yet.
Yeah. Well, I want to know when you find out, like, especially like if there's like a treasure trove of gold, I mean, let's go. I saw how easy it was to get into the Capitol last week. So it can't be any harder to get into the Mount Rushmore thing. Right.
It's probably like one person watching it.
Yeah. And he's probably bored out of his mind. He's like, he doesn't even know that it's there. So you probably say, hey, exactly. Here's a 20, let me back into the bunker. You know, and he's probably saying, yeah, shit, I don't have nothing else to do. I live in South Dakota. I don't know if you've been to South Dakota. There's nothing to do in South Dakota. Yeah. They got a bunch of like, they got the Badlands, right? They got the Badlands. That's it. So, you know, I don't know. If there's gold and stuff up there, let's just go, because I'm ready to retire. You know,
Honestly, I would rather there be gold than some kind of secret files. I mean, there's not much I could do with
the files. What am I going to do with secret files? But if I want to decode files, I'm going to get on COD and try to do the Easter eggs, right?
Yeah. You know,
that's basically what I'm going to do. All right. Okay. So, going off that. Okay. So this one ties into two things. You saw that movie. You saw the movie Us, right? Jordan Peele's movie where they have the body doubles.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah.
Okay. So here's one. It's this Malheur Cave in Oregon. The Masons host a meeting there. Annual meeting there. They have an annual meeting there. It's owned by the Freemason group called Robert Burns Masonic Lodge. Every year they hold a meeting inside the cave, and people think the cave has a door to hell. Okay, that's wild. And it has an underground tunnel system. So maybe that's underground. Do you think that underground tunnel system is a real thing? I mean, I saw Us. It was kind of compelling. You know, maybe there's an underground tunnel system where people, you know, can replace us.
I mean, that one probably goes 0.0001 on the tenfold scale. But as far as that actual, I know something about in like the 1920s, a bunch of the world leaders actually did meet there for something. So the fact that all the world leaders in like the 1920s just gathered there for some reason makes me think there's something. I don't know if it's the Freemasons or something. So I wouldn't say the portal to hell or something, but there's something going on down there. Like, that is actual fact that all the leaders met there in like 1927 or something. So like I said, there's something. I don't know. That might be next on my trip list.
Well, I mean, 1920, that would be what, World War One going on? Yeah. I mean, maybe they sent them to hell. I don't know.
I mean, that's another wormhole with multiple dimensions. Maybe that could be the portal. I mean, who knows? But they met there for something. Something's going on there.
I'm getting notes from my production assistant here. he was actually telling me his dad's a Mason. And I like Masons, man. I had a friend in high school. His name was Mason, you know, so I don't have any problem with the Masons. You know, there's a lot of them. But, I mean, do you think, okay, like, really, do you think that there's, like, this Mason conspiracy, the Masons, you know, rule the world with the Illuminati type thing? You know, and is Jay-Z and Beyonce part of it?
I would probably say no, especially the Illuminati thing is kind of weird. I would probably say no. Like I said, I honestly don't know. I know the modern day Freemasons is a totally different thing. There's as far as like in the past, like, I mean, way in the past in history, I've read some stories about some just weird coincidences, weird things. I don't know about the world domination type thing. It may just been like kind of weird rituals and even maybe using people as sacrifices. I think that kind of stuff happened, but I don't think they're on a gigantic plan for world domination.
Okay, here's one. This one's good. I haven't heard this. Have you heard about Brunswick Springs in Vermont? It was named by Ripley's Believe It or Not. Dean Cain, Superman. They named it the eighth wonder of the world. Because the six springs each have completely different minerals, and there's a legend where a soldier tried to bottle the spring and the natives cursed them. And then since then, four hotels have been built through the years near the springs, and each is mysteriously burned down.
That's actually really interesting. Like I said, those type of things, like I said, I don't know what to really make of them, but there's, I always say when it comes to people always believe like there's just coincidences. And I'm not that, like, I do believe in coincidences. But when it comes to stuff like that, like I said, I can't give you an exact answer for people that ask, but I try to do as much research, but something is going on. When I see stuff like that, I just don't say, oh, it's a coincidence that these places burn down. Like, whether it's supernatural or extraterrestrial. It's something is behind it. I just don't believe something like that happens, and there's just no explanation. It just was conveniently all happened at that same spot.
So here's one for Alabama. So Alabama's got this wild urban legend. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called Hell's Gate Bridge. It's in Alabama. There are two legends here. Okay. The story starts in 1950. Okay. Not a great time. The Korean War, you know, bad music, you know, like fashion was really bad. Everybody was chain smoking cigarettes, you know, all of the other stuff going on in society. I'm not going there. And okay, so 1950s, a young couple is driving over the bridge, and they drove their car off the bridge one night and they drowned. Okay, so one of the legend is if you drive your car out into the middle of the bridge and turn off the lights, the couple will magically appear in your car and leave a wet spot on your seat. Okay. I mean, I've driven my car a few times and turned off the lights and parked, and there was a wet spot where, you know, the girl was sitting in my car, but this is apparently not the same type of wet spot. And then the other one is if you drive your car over the bridge and look over your shoulder, the scenery behind you turns into a portal to hell engulfed in flames. So this is it's actually closed now and is in such disrepair that they don't even want you to walk across it. So that's kind of like the Alabama. That's the big Alabama urban legend. Uh-huh. You know, there. Is there one for like where you, is there like something like that for like Nashville where you live that you guys have like a creepy story there?
Yeah, it's, well, basically, where I went to high school in Clarksville, there's like the, basically kind of almost kind of similar, like there's the, called the Bellwitch Cave. Basically, yeah, where this cave is, depending on, there's not a specific type of thing you do or look, but apparently people have claimed to it. Like, basically a little girl died there like a long, long time ago. And people have claimed to like see her, or maybe not even her, but they see like a little girl just standing in the middle of the cave. I've never gone. like back then I didn't become a big conspiracy until I got older. When I was younger, I stayed far away from those type of things. Yeah. But people I know personally have went and said that they saw something, but who really knows? But that's,
you
like
haven't done it. Yeah, like what got you into all of these different types of conspiracies far and wide?
Where it really started, at least not kind of gauging my interest, was the TV show Lost.
Yeah. Don't like spoil it. I haven't seen the last episode. I stopped right up on the last episode. So wait, I don't know what happened.
Good. You know, you did good. That's honestly, well, like I said, I love alien movies growing up. I mean, Independence Day. I love those movies growing up. And I always thought there was maybe something more to it, but it was really Lost when it started dealing with time travel and just this mind. So much was going on. That's when it really gauged my interest, probably, I guess, late 2000s. And then from there, like, I just always just started thinking, okay, well, what if that stuff is possible? Like, I mean, really, really all started with that show. Then eventually we started going down more and more YouTube wormholes from there.
So that one, that was such a good show. And that one blonde chick, she was so hot. she was fantastic. She's in Fear the Walking Dead now. And
yeah.
She's not blonde anymore, and it's not that great. You know, not saying it's because she's not blonde anymore, but, you know, it helped. I love the space movies, man. I grew up Star Trek, Star Wars, you know, all of that. Okay, somebody's getting on there. We're way past conspiracies. It's all a lie. Okay, I don't disagree with you there. Do you think that, because I have some people you know, that I mean, we all know conspiracy nut jobs. I mean, let's be real. We all have like one of those weird crazy uncles or something. Do you think that a lot of the movies that we see are training us for what is coming sometimes?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would say so. Like I said, to an extent, at least, like I said, like The Man Who Stares at Goats, it was a comedy, but it was a comedy of something that not necessarily happened, but at least the experiments actually happened. So like when it comes to stuff, like I said, most movies now are based off of books. Like there's rarely any movies now that just came just off of just sitting and just thinking. Like I think there is some kind of, I don't know if it's necessarily planning us. Like I said, I always say at the beginning of all my episodes, I always have the little story of the week kind of giving the UFO updates. And like I've always said, like if when it comes to UFO, aliens, any of that type of things, like they give it to us in bits and pieces so that when it actually does happen, we're not overwhelmed. And I think movies kind of have something similar to that, especially I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show. It was called V.
Yeah, what a great show.
Yeah, the original was in the 80s, and they made a remake in 2009.
Yeah, it has. V has Marina Baccarin. I'm a huge Marina Baccarin fan, by the way. One of my favorites. She was in Firefly, in Greenland. She was in Stargate SG-1, which is one of my favorite shows. But yeah, V, great show. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah,
like I said, I get excited about Marina Baccarin. I just do. It makes my life uncomfortable, but I'm a big fan.
Shows like that, except shows, movies, things like that, I think, yeah, kind of like, I don't know if programming is the right word, but it kind of gets you prepared for those type of things. Like I said, because that's not like, that's something, that show was like almost exactly how it would be to me. Like, they're like, if they show up, they're not just gonna, guns a-blazing, even if they were bad guys or whatever. Whenever that time comes, they're going to come. Like I said, hopefully they actually are coming in peace. But if they're not, they're going to at least pretend to be in peace. So I feel like that type of movies, these type of shows are kind of preparing our minds, you know, for whenever that day comes.
There was another one that came out. It was in that time period. It was a three-parter from on Sci-Fi. I don't remember the name of it. But it was basically like V, where they had been preparing people for years through entertainment and cinema to, you know, what these people would look like. And then they ended up looking like Satan. And it was like a three-part movie. It was like the end of the world or something. It was kind of weird. But I think to a certain extent, I think they do program us a little bit. Especially like this, like lately, the microchipping thing I think has been a big, I think it's coming. I'm not going to do it, but I think like microchipping is going to be a thing in my lifetime because I've seen too many movies where they just are real casual about it. You know, like, oh yeah, I'll scan my hand. You know, Babylon 5 was Babylon 5. I love Babylon 5. I just finished Babylon 5. That was a thing there, and that was in the 90s. So I think like microchipping, I think that's a big thing. And I think that they're trying to, you know, make it more acceptable by doing it in the movies and stuff.
I would agree with that. As far as like, say even, yeah, I mean, simple stuff as far as like, I mean, now we have, you know, the cash shortage or whatever, we're basically getting to the point where everything's going to be on your phone.
Yeah.
And like I said, it may not even be in, I don't know if it'll be in our lifetime, could be 100 years from now, but eventually your phone will be, I've already seen kind of things like basically you have like these special, it's just a project they're working on. Basically you have glasses and basically you can text and see everything through there. Like it's getting more and more to the point where we're going to be completely hands-free. And that basically, I mean, in all technologies in a chip. So if you're going hands-free with your technology, eventually it gets to the point where you have, you know, this chip that, you know, basically can do just about everything for you. Like I said, I don't know if it'll be in our lifetime, but it basically, the movie stuff we see basically makes it pretty, like it's kind of trying to make it normal. Like I said, we already have them in our, most people already have them in their pets, you know, so you can find them when they run away. So yeah, it's just slowly getting to the point where that's just like not even a big deal once it does happen.
So have you seen, so like going off of like some of the ancient ones, right? You know, like Atlantis, do you get intrigued in like those types of like old school, like what happened to Atlantis, or do you go into, or are you more into the like supernatural, you know, modern type of conspiracies?
Yeah, like I said, when it comes, like I said, I don't even know if I've done anything to do with supernatural. When it comes to like, yeah, like ghosts or spirits, that's honestly not really my territory. Not that I don't necessarily believe it, but that's really my realm of, like, I don't really care that much when it comes to that. So my big thing is basically really UFO, aliens, and government cover-ups.
Yeah.
And I guess a little bit of, like, the kind of Marilyn Monroe queen type things, where cover-up type things. That's basically my realm of expertise. Like, I've done a little research on Atlantis, but like I said, more modern-day cover-up alien UFO type things. That's kind of what I stick to.
Yeah. Because I see, I like the kind of old school stuff, you know, like really big into the Shrouded Turin. I thought that was really cool. Reading about that, you know, Atlantis, some of the ancient, like, you know, ancient myths and that stuff. I do like that. There's been a lot of focus lately, especially like Netflix now. It's got like this Jack the Ripper thing. You know, which is, I guess, kind of interesting. I don't watch it. Okay, but the big one was the moon landing faked?
Looks like that's actually, that's probably also one of my most requested. And that is tough. That is like, I mean, because people probably think I'm crazy. Because like, well, of course we did. I'm like dead in the middle. Honestly, depending on the day, I like alternate. Okay, we did, we didn't. That one is tough as a conspiracy theorist, because like people, I always ask people that like are on the, okay, your crazy theory, like I always ask, well, why didn't we go back? And they're always like, well, there's no reason to go back, or it's too expensive. But I'm like, in this world, nothing is too expensive. We spend money on the dumbest stuff as America, China, Russia. Yeah. Like there's nothing there. It's just, to me, not a good excuse. And like I said, and then, you know, you have the theory about the flag was waving and all that stuff. Like, I see stuff and I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't walk around saying we didn't, but I'm also not like just 100% on the board of we did, like I said, which that's the one that people use. Like, people will listen to me about aliens and government cover-ups. When it comes to the moon landing, that's where people, I kind of lose some people, just because they're like 100% it happened. You're crazy. And the only reason why I kind of tend to think that it did happen is because the people that actually did go, like we were talking about earlier, one of the guys that went to the moon, he is 100% on board on, you know, we know where aliens are. We've experienced it. So to me, it just seems weird. You're going to lie about going to the moon, but then talk about how, you know, we've been in contact with aliens. So that's why the fact that those people that have actually been there are on the alien board makes me think we did go and we probably saw something that makes us not want to go back.
Yeah. I mean, and I could see, I saw Independence Day, I could see why we wouldn't want to go back, you know. I think that one's, I can see on the moon landing, I could see we faked the first one to beat, you know, like we faked the first one because we weren't able to get there in time. And it was like, okay, if we don't land on the moon, we're going to lose to the Russians, you know? Cause I started watching that For All Mankind show, which is basically like an alternate timeline of if we hadn't landed on the moon first. So I could see that first one being fake, but I think the subsequent ones were probably actually happened. You know, because it was, I mean, I don't know what it would have been like to live during that time, but I mean, you know, there was a lot of pressure to, you know, to beat the Russians to the moon. And so, you know, maybe we cheated. Probably wouldn't be the first time we cheated to win something. So maybe they cheated that one. I don't know. That one's a weird one. The moon landing. So I've been looking through these conspiracies, been trying to find some, but there's actually, I don't know if you know this. There was actually a conspiracy, that Finland isn't a real place. That's wild.
Yeah. I have no clue. Like, I've read it.
Yeah.
I've actually been meaning to do that on the story of the week just because it's like a episode. I don't really understand that one, but it is fascinating just because, like I said, I love reading and looking into it, but I don't really get where that came from. But yeah, I have heard that one before.
Yeah, that's wild. And then the Finland's not real. There's just so much. So where do you, like, when you're looking up something to, like, your new latest conspiracy, like, where do you, I mean, do you just, like, go on Facebook and, like, scroll through your friends' timelines, or do you, like, is there, like, conspiracytheory.org that gives you a list of all of them that you can go look through, or, you know, how do you go find out, you know, what conspiracies to look up?
Prior to the podcast starting, I can't even think of them. There's a couple, basically. I can't even think, what's the name of that newspaper? I think it's the National Enquirer, like stuff like that. There's like European versions of those, and like Australian versions. They just post crazy stuff. I usually look at those online to find weird wormholes. But now that the podcast has happened, I get pretty good interaction from my listeners, and I get tagged and stuff all day, every day. So
I tell you that right now. If I see anything aliens related, I'm always sending it to you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like when the thing about the FBI blackball, I mean, I got tagged probably 100 times. Like, so I don't miss anything alien related or conspiracy related. I don't miss out on it. Someone's going to tag me.
Greater Green Intergalactic Spaceport. Okay. Residents, have you heard about this? The Greater Green River Intergalactic Spaceport in Green River, Wyoming.
No, never heard of that one. I've been
there. Leslie's telling me she's been there. It was a UFO landing strip was created by a charitable Wyoming city that was worried about residents of Jupiter. This is a real thing. This is not a fake. But people in Wyoming decided to make a spaceport. So if we have alien visitors, they can come to the great state of Wyoming. You know, they can see Yellowstone National Park. And, I don't know what else you do in Wyoming. But Josh Allen could probably tell us. You know, rodeo in Wyoming. Yeah, farm hands. That's a lot of Wyoming. I don't know. I've never been to Wyoming. Okay, and we're not cooking meth. No. Oh, well, we don't live in Wyoming, babe. So, all right, so we don't have a ton of time left, but what's another – so tell me, like, one of your, you know, outside of aliens, what's your other, like, favorite conspiracy to talk to people about? Like, if you're gonna go to a party and try to be, you know, impress somebody, you know, what's your, like, go-to?
The easiest one for that is the Nelson Mandela effect. That one gets people every single time. I did an episode on that. That's probably still my most watched episode. Basically, it's the theory that people, whether it's aliens or just us in the future, but people are coming back into kind of like the Flash. People are coming back in time. When they go back to where they came from, they're messing up our timeline.
Okay. Yeah.
Small different things like the biggest one everybody always talks about is like the Berstein Bears.
Yeah.
STAIN, but we grew up it was STEIN.
Yeah.
And then you have stuff like the lyrics to "We Are the Champions" were switched, and then you have things like
What are the "We Are the Champions"? No time for losers, right?
Yeah, but the "Of the World" is not an official lyric of the song.
Wait, no way.
Yeah.
"We are the champions of the world." That's what they say.
It's not an official lyric of the song.
It's not in the song.
Huh?
It's not in the song. You mean to tell me that that's not part of the song?
You have to look it up.
I can't.
There's one live recording of him saying it. There's one live recording of him saying it, I think, in Britain somewhere. But according to when I did my research, that is not an actual official lyric of the song. That was just improv that night. But as far as the actual original recording, that's not how the song ends.
I mean, I know the Mighty Ducks. I've seen it. We are the champions of the world. We're not the champions, period. We're the champions.
Yeah, that's just how it ends. We are the champions.
Kit Kat used to have a dash, right?
Huh?
Kit Kat, like.
Yeah, Kit Kat used to have a dash, and then Fruit Loops, we thought it was spelled like fruit, but it's F-R-O-O-T. There's just a bunch of those were the main ones. There's a bunch of
I need my hat. Boy, man, I'm going to
sleep. Like I said, there's a bunch of I can't remember what that's the gist of the main one.
I remember there was the Sinbad the comedian.
Yeah, I was just talking to someone about that earlier today. Yeah, Shazam.
But everybody knows it was the Shaquille O'Neal version movie Kazam.
Yeah, well, they said people always say we get it mixed up, but like I said, I was talking to someone earlier today. They brought it up themselves. They're like, those were two different movies. There was a Shazam with Sinbad, and then there was a Kazam with Shaq. There were two separate movies, but. Like people always think we get them confused, but like someone brought it up on their own. It's not a conspiracy theorist. They were just someone tweeted it earlier today. They're like, I swear I remember that movie.
Like, imagine having the ability to like go back in time and change things.
Yeah,
and then you went back in time to change something, and you changed Fruit Loops from Fruit to Fruit Loops, and did it get rid of Hitler. You know what I mean? Like, congratulations. You have this power. You went back in time and you changed Kit Kat with a dash to Kit Kat, one word. You didn't do anything with your power. You could have gotten rid of Hitler. You know, you could have gotten, you took Sinbad out of a movie, but you couldn't get rid of Hitler, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't get rid of Castro or Stalin. No, you went back and changed Fruit Loops. You changed We Are the Champions.
But then also to go along with that, there's also the thing technically don't know what they changed. They could have stopped the nuclear war, like Russia and the United States during the Cold War. They could have went back and stopped the nuclear war, and it was just one of the something could happen in 1991 that we don't know. Like, that's the other thing, is we don't know what they actually fixed because we're living in this.
Wait, so something happened in 1991?
Oh no! That's the year I was born. I just said that. But it was just whatever year, something catastrophic could have happened, and we obviously don't remember it because they stopped it. But it's kind of like the Flash, like kind of what you're saying. These movies tell us, program us to things that are actually true.
Yeah,
like the Flash and even Avengers Endgame, like going back in time. You know, you can change some things, but you can't. Like that's. Basically what this is. Like, they may have changed something absolutely catastrophic, but you can't just go back and not leave nothing. There's always some weird, very small thing that you end up
leaving. Like Kirk's dad in Star Trek. He died. I grew up, Kirk had a dad. His name was George.
Oh, yeah. That's the other big one. Is the Luke, I am your father, was not the actor. He never actually said Luke. He just said, I am your father. But everybody always says, Luke, I am your father. But he never actually said Luke. He just immediately said, I am your father.
No. No, you haven't even watched it. How can you tell me that? You didn't watch it. You didn't grow up watching it. I'm not going to hear it from a non-Star Wars fan here. Yeah, it was changed. It was changed. I'm with you. He said, Luke, I am your father. I remember.
If you go watch it now, there's no Luke. It's just he immediately says, I am your father.
Yeah. Well, they changed a lot in Star Wars, and not for the better, especially like in The Return of the Jedi when they did the Darth Vader. No, that was awful. That was not a good change. Some things should be not changed. Some things should change. I think that the time travel thing is kind of weird. Like, you seen the video, you seen the pictures of like the time travelers and like old pictures.
Oh yeah.
Cell phones, and then the modern sunglasses and stuff. That stuff's weird to me, man.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it. It's hard to do an episode on that because there's no visual. But that, there's some crazy ones I've seen. Like, yeah, where the guy was wearing some shirt of a band that didn't even exist at the time. And people just say it's Photoshop, but the person that discovered it swears it's not. There's just totally different. Then you got some guy in, like, the 1800s that had a cell phone in his hand. Like, there's a bunch of weird ones out there if you search hard enough.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? It, like, if you were going to go back in time and you could change anything, I mean, like, what would you change?
That's tough. I mean, obviously you want to stop, I don't know, maybe a death of a family member or a war from starting, or I guess 9/11. But that's kind of what goes if you're a nerd like me and watch Avengers Endgame 100 times. We don't know. It's called the grandfather theory. If you go back in time and kill your grandfather and then go back to where you were, will you exist?
If you go back in time and killed your grandfather, well, see, there's two different theories. My goodness, I could go for a while. But you have all the different temporal mechanics, because there's so many different theories here. You have like the Stargate theory. You have the Star Trek theory. You have the Avengers theory. And then you have the Back to the Future theory.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, some of them yes, some of them no. So I don't know. Like, if I was going back in time and I was going to change, I don't know. I'd like to go back in time just to, like, watch events. Right? Exactly. I would go back in time and I would watch the crucifixion of Jesus. That would be one that's kind of weird for some people. But I would go back. I would watch that. I'd like to see some of the old historical battles, go there and see, probably the writing of the Declaration of Independence, that type of historical stuff where, live through history, be a nerd. I'd like to go back in time and I'd really like to go back in time and go back to 2018 and not have Florida State hire Willie Taggart. One could have solved a lot of problems. You might go back in time and Florida never hires Todd Grantham. I don't know. Maybe you go back in time and convince him Rex Grossman is the best quarterback in college football. That seems like a tall ask, but but this has been really fun. I've really enjoyed it. We're out of time. But if you enjoyed the show, go check out Patrick's podcast. It's Paranoid, right?
Yeah, it's just Paranoid with Patrick Simpson.
Paranoid with Patrick Simpson. It's on the Apple. It's on the Spotify. He's on all of them. Go follow him on Twitter. It's @_PatrickSimpson. He's a great follow, even if you don't like Florida football. It's not all Florida football over there. He's got a lot of good tweets and a really good guy to interact with. But give him a follow. Go listen to his show. My wife loves it. I enjoy it when I get to listen to it. And it is, it's a lot of fun. And it's kind of eye-opening here. And I hope you guys enjoyed our discourse and dialogue tonight. And hopefully you didn't take anything too seriously, because this is a fun show. It's all jokes. And I can't wait to hear from the people that watched it tonight. Do you have any final thoughts here, Pat, for you before we head out, Pat?
Nope. Like I said at the beginning, really appreciate you having me on. I said I could talk, both of us. We could talk all night about this. Like I said, this is fun. Like I said, don't take it too seriously. We're just here. Have a good time. But I try to talk about as much as I can on the podcast. So yeah, if you're not just an alien person, we'll cover just about everything else. So just kind of search through and look, see if you can find some episodes you like.
He's got a good one. Go give it a listen. Paranoid Podcast from the Mansion. This has been Reagan and Patrick. I hope everybody has a fantastic night, and Roll Tide number 18, Mac Jones, Mac Jones, QB1 for Jacksonville. Let's go. I don't know who says no to that. That is my next conspiracy theory, is why Mac Jones isn't the first quarterback taken off the board. And thank you for coming to the tinfoil hat conspiracy show. It's me. I'm not Alex Jones. Hold on. Boom Boom is coming on. So we're gonna add this. What did you think of the show, Boom Boom?
Hey, one of your best yet. I wish if I'd had more preparation, I would have joined you in uniform.
Yeah.
It's an honor for
preparation A through G, and finally arrived at preparation H.
That was a great show. I enjoyed very much hearing all of it. I would think of things again and again, but I didn't want to. It's your show, Reagan. So I just decided to.
So what? Go ahead. We're gonna add a little bit of time here. We got some time. Go ahead.
So, did you ask him who killed JFK?
I did not. No.
So
JFK, Pat.
Yeah, who killed JFK?
I think that JFK was killed by the CIA.
Okay. Hey, I couldn't prove you wrong on that.
Yeah, like I said, I had to do a 2-part series on it. I'm not like 100% convinced on it. There's different ways it can go, but just based on the things I've seen, I've come to the conclusion that basically the CIA did it, and they basically used him as a pawn, basically.
Yeah. Was Jack Ruby part of the CIA, or was that just good luck?
Good luck, basically. He had, from what I can see, he was in basically bad with the mafia, and they all wanted him gone just because of JFK's brother, who was attorney general, was trying to take them down. So, yeah, it was kind of, they kind of lucky with that situation.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up the mafia, because this is one of my favorite conspiracy theories, is that mattress firms are a front for money laundering. Have you seen this one, Pat? Have you seen this? This is
Has
like 5 mattress firms, and 2 of them are within a half mile of each other. And I don't know how many mattresses you can sell. I mean, so it's got to be a front for the mafia, right?
Yeah. Even if it's not the mafia, I don't know what it is, but it's definitely, it's a front for something.
Yeah.
You only buy mattresses every 5 years or whatever it's supposed to be. And they're all in like this small little range. It may not be the mafia, but it's a front for something.
Well, if you think about it, like the Mattress Firm Association, MAFIA, I'm telling it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. He just solved it. Boom Boom just solved it.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on again. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Thank you for coming on with your final thoughts, Boom Boom. And we will see you guys next week. Hopefully we'll have Rocky Dale Davis. It'll be another funny, entertaining show with lots of jokes and some smokes as we get ready for our 9th anniversary party on the 29th of January. So until then, thanks for coming to the Cigar Cast. We'll see you next week.
Roll Tide.